So I had a folly selling to us, he was a common clerk all for many years, and he wrote for the Herald, Earl Adams. And there used to be a story in the paper that we used to read, and give Dick's name. But it didn't mention he's writing by his right name. So sometime later I went to Key West, and this fella, we call him Jewfish. He's a high elf. I told him about it. I said, hey, you gotta correct that. That ain't his name. Oh no, he says, I don't like that call. Another nickname, fuck him up. Eddie Weatherford. Christ, having a nickname, oh, if you didn't have a nickname, nobody knew it, and they didn't know who you were. I was known as Slim. There's one fella in Cuba now, really calling out. All he ever called him is Lays. Right? Like I said, I didn't know damn what to call me. But very few people know my name. I've been here all this time. And it's not many people knows my name. Slim and Dick.
You mentioned the Conks. Did most of them live in Key West, or were they all up the Keys?
There's some here. And as I said just now, there's not many living. What is living is old. Real punk. The most of the people in Key West are strangers. Oh, that is to come from. Of course, there's some that has been there for many years, but they're not a real punk.
And most of the conks around here, are they from Key West originally?
No. To my knowledge, they were born in Key West or Homestead. See, because I know some, that's where the parents used to go to give birth, and then they bring them back here. But to my knowledge, I didn't know of any that were born here.
I didn't think so. I think that.
No. They had no facilities for it. They were, now, these Parkers I was telling you about, I was very great with them. And I know of one or two of his children, he had 13 altogether, were born in Key West. When his wife was ready to go to Key West, they rented a small apartment, which in them days was cheap. To give you an idea, cheap. And 61, I had two stones in my left kidney. And this Dr. Carnell there found it x-ray. Tried to have them. They're supposed to come out. So I went to Key West and saw the public health doctor. So he gave me the transportation. I went to the public health hospital in Savannah. They x-rayed and found two stones. So they carried me in on the 29th day of September, 1961. And they removed them.